And here's Konrad Försten again from another episode of the Open Science Barcamp here in Berlin. And with me is Simon and Robbie. Hello, guys.
Hi. Thank you.
Maybe you can very shortly introduce yourselves. Simon.
Yeah, I'm Simon Worthington. I'm the editor of Generation Research, a blog from the Open Research Alliance, Open Science. Yep.
Thank you.
Robbie. I'm Robbie Morrison. I'm an energy system modeler. I put a GPL license in a program in 2003 and have not used closed source or closed data since.
So we have some pioneers here under us, basically. Okay, with us. All right, so I was not in that session, so we have to start from the very beginning. What is the title, or what was the title of your session?
I'll hand over to Robbie for the title, because Robbie
had a we call it a Common Pool Public Policy Analysis for Climate Protection.
So what was the fundamental question that we're asking, or what was your aim of that session?
Well, we have a problem because civil society has to be really much more involved in forming policy. It's not for modelers to determine the scenarios. It's for civil society to make those choices, what they're prepared to accept and not accept, what the overarching objectives are, and then later when we get some solutions, how to trade those various solutions off. That is utterly a question for civil society. It is not a question for research scientists.
Yeah, it's important to say that the session was climate change related and involved two parts to the session. So one, Robbie's part introducing this energy modelers research area and that connected to public policy. And then my part as introducing a part called Open Climate Knowledge about opening research related to climate change.
What were the major outcomes of your session? If there are any, or maybe you just had a nice discussion. I mean, you can also say, okay, we're telling what we're doing. But maybe, no, I guess you had a discussion.
Yeah, I think it's step by step. Yeah. And these are relatively new ideas. But I will say that the Open Energy System modelers have a network that's been going for 5 years. We have 700 on our mailing list. And we've actually been trailblazing in some important areas, I believe. And part of this discussion is just to share those experiences.
Great. And from your part?
Yeah, really, I mean, similar as Robbie says, to share the ideas and what we're looking to do with the projects. So in terms of opening up research, really wanting to make it clear to people that how far we've moved in what could be called the last 20 years of open access, for example. So since the Budapest Open Access Initiative, 2002, we can see related to climate change, we have 30% open access in terms of research papers. Now, if we're looking at 2040 as being a point at which you could say the IPCC's 1.5 degrees temperature increase will happen, that's another 20 years. Do we need to wait that 20 years to get another 30%? I don't think so. I think we need to have things open as fast as possible. And so the question we're putting around to people is, how are we going to do that? What are the steps? What can be done? Because it has to, time is not on our side. It has to be done.
Indeed. Any additions?
Well, I agree with Simon. This is as much a social transformation as it is a technical transformation, and we have to engage civil society. There's no question about that.
All right, so anybody who would like to contribute to this now, what can he or she do in order to, well, make this progress happen faster?
Sure. Well, with Open Climate Knowledge, we have a research working group with the Force 11 group, and we are doing, you can go along to the Force 11 force11.org website, find our working group, sign up. We're doing two things. One, make a plan that people involved in open science, in opening up research, can, yeah, as recommendations. We're looking to make a plan to make recommendations that people can follow. And the second thing is we're carrying out, we have data analysis tools, data mining tools, so we can help different disciplines get an idea about the rates of openness in the area. So if they want to know something about that, find us on find us on Twitter. So there's OCK Project. Ask us a question. Maybe we can help.
Great, Robbie. Yeah.
We have an online community. It's only a month old. It's called OpenSay. So https://forum.opensay.org will get you there. Join in.
Great. Thank you guys for your time. And we have to run for the next session planning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks.